From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least three explosions were heard in Zimbabwe's capital early Wednesday. Witnesses also said military vehicles and soldiers were seen on the streets hours after they took over Zimbabwe's state broadcaster, ZBC. Zimbabwe's military officers read an address on state television saying President Robert Mugabe was safe and that the country was not undergoing a coup. The military officers also said that they were targeting criminals around Mugabe. The Associated Press also reports that Zimbabwe Army officers also say that once the mission is accomplished, the situation will return to normalcy. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri said on a tweet Tuesday that he will return home in the next 2 days, but that his family will remain in Saudi Arabia. Millar Sega has more.
Hariri plunged the country into crisis with his surprise resignation during a trip to Saudi Arabia November 4th. Lebanon's foreign minister said during a trip to Paris that his country may resort to international law to determine Hariri's condition, suggesting he's being held against his will if he does not return to Lebanon. Gibran Bazil, who is on a European tour aimed at rallying support for his country's stability, said if Hariri does not return, it will prove that he is not free. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Russia said Tuesday it is talking to the United States about renewing the mandate of experts working to determine who was responsible for chemical weapons attacks in Syria, but the U.S. says Moscow won't consider the American draft resolution. A spokesperson for the U.S. mission to the U.N. said that Russia's supports of the renewal were not backed up by its actions. This is VOA News.